You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Yes, it is. The time is 6:33, and here I am, the only one, I think, in the sub at UBC. That's where CITR is broadcast out of. That's the Student Union Building, and it's all shut down. And it's almost like Home Alone. If I really wanted, like, I got in. I got a special little way in. Got past the locks here. And it's like Home Alone. I could be running around naked. Imagine that, you know. But I won't because it's the holidays, folks. You know, today's Boxing Day. So, oh my goodness, my parents have been staying with me. Oh, what's the day today? The 26th? Okay, they got here the 21st? 21st? How did I last this long? So my house, it's a townhouse, is fairly small. It's pretty cozy, let's put it that way. So it's me, my mom, my dad, my two kids, and I'm just like losing my mind. Yes, I am. They leave tomorrow. I hope you guys are all trying your best to stay sane, because I'm trying. Cheerful and stupid. That's what Dr. Joy Brown, back when I was on mat leave, okay? So back in the day, I was on mat leave. I have two kids. And so when I was at home, like totally bored, I got super into AM radio. Yeah, I did. Talk radio. And so Dr. Joy Brown, as well as Dr. Laura, no joke, I would listen to those shows back to back. And Dr. Laura is just like evil. She's like so bad, but she's so bad I had to listen to her. Like, it's like a, you know, a car accident. But Dr. Joy Brown is awesome. And I don't know if she's still on the airwaves or what, but she's super compassionate and really reasonable. And, you know, people call in and give her their problems. You know how that works. And she always gives some sort of really rational, cool advice. And the thing that has stuck with me the most from Dr. Joy Brown is when there's people you cannot change, such as family members, cheerful and stupid, she would always say. Like, you're not going to change them. So, like, I could butt heads with my family. And for example, as I'm leaving the house, my mom was like, all right, we're going to order pizza for the kids. And I'm like, oh, that's nice, you know. So I was like, I don't know, somehow the payment came up. And then I was like, oh, so, you know, you can pay debit, obviously. And she's like, oh, we don't pay debit. And I'm like, wait, what does that mean? She's like, we pay cash. I'm like, you pay cash for everything? And according to my mom, she's like, yes. And I'm like, well, why? And then it's like, well, yeah, and I'm just like, okay, just get the hell out of the house, Anita. Cheerful and stupid. Don't even go down the rabbit hole. Don't ask questions. So if I would have pursued that, you know, sort of irrational answer to, because everybody uses debit, it would have gotten ugly. So far we haven't bitten each other's heads off yet. But, you know, between my kids fighting and then my sourpuss of a 13-year-old daughter being just spoiled and, oh, good Lord, please bless my soul. But if I'm going through all this angst and lots of drinking after they all go to bed, I'm just like, all right, beer time, here I go. Then I'm sure I'm not alone. I'm sure you've all had your fill of holiday fun. And I keep talking. I'm alone here. Who cares? Nobody's listening to me. I bet like there's half of you. There's 0.5 of a human out there listening to the show. What else shall I say? Oh yeah. So last year I decided, well, I really hate the dark and the rain, of course, here in almost in Seattle, same thing in Vancouver. And so I was like, I'm going to sunny LA. I'm going to SoCal. So I did. I flew down to Southern California, and it's like, I will always find a reason to complain. So I was like, all right, I'm going to just do this by myself, Christmas on my own. I won't have to deal with anybody. It's going to be awesome. And of course I go, and I actually was lonely. I was like, I'm so lonely. It's either it rains, you know, it's like a drought, or a deluge. I don't get it. Okay, thank you for listening to me, half of you. That was Steve Adamick with the song I'll Take You Anywhere from his self-titled record, released back in 2010. He's out of Ottawa and he's really good. My show, by the way, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, has a focus on Canadian music, which sometimes I will play, but I don't hold myself to it anymore. Yeah. And I don't think anybody really cares. So there you go. That was Steve Adamick from our capital, which would be Ottawa. So that's Canadian. All right. Let's go into the second song here. Wild Flag. I love Wild Flag. They're so good. Wild Flag. Let's see who's in it. Carrie Brownstein, of course. Janet Weiss, who's my favorite drummer of all time. Those two being, of course, from Sleater-Kinney. And back in the day when I was in a band, I just so love Sleater-Kinney. And I still do. It's just been a while. And Janet Weiss, like, I started seriously drumming, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, and I took lessons, and I really wanted to be Janet Weiss. I was like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. And I learned some of her beats, and, but she, no matter if I practiced every day for the rest of my life, I don't think I'll ever become 3/4 as good as Janet Weiss is. Like, I kind of almost gave up the drums because it just disappointed me so much that I could not drum like Janet Weiss. But I'm a perfectionist. Virgo. You know how that goes. Okay. Oh, yeah. Who else is in the band? I'm still frazzled from the holidays. Okay. We've got Carrot. And Carrot? Did I just say Carrot? I was going to say Carrie and Janet, so I call them Carrot. All right. We've got Carrie and Janet from Sleater-Kinney. And on the other hand, you have... what's her face? From Helium. Mary Timoney. So Mary Timoney is also in Wild Flag. And I feel, yeah, I'm looking at them all. There's 4 of them. And then there's some other girl from some other band. I don't know. So this record was released, it's self-titled, back in 2011. So it's been a little while. But super awesome song. So we're going to hear the song Electric Band. And I hope you enjoy this. I hope I enjoy it. I hope I become more zen and less stressed out. Music will fix it. I tell everybody this, and I tell myself that it's like music therapy, right? So let's listen to some Wild Flag here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And everybody just hang in there. This will help. We'll be right back. CITR is what you're listening to, and I'm your host, Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and right there we just heard Chad Van Galen out of Calgary with the song Blonde Hash from his record Diaper Island. Now, what can I tell you about Chad Van Galen? Well, this record was released back in 2011, and he has been a sub-pop artist. He's got newer stuff, too, but I really like this one. This is, again, Diaper Island. All right, before that, we heard something from X-Hex with the song Hot and Cold from their 2014 7-inch. X-Hex is, speaking of Mary Timoney, who I played previously with her band Wild Flag. So X-Hex is Mary Timoney, who's the old Helium girl, if that makes sense. And then you've got two other females. And I've seen X-Hex at least once. And there's a nice picture of me, actually, with three of them. They're very nice gals. Yeah. I saw them in Vancouver, like, that the year that that record came out. So, like, 2014-ish, with my friend Drew. And it was awesome. We saw them at the Electric Owl. That is correct. The Electric Owl. And they just rocked it. It was amazing. And as I mentioned, very, very cool, chill chicks. And yeah, there you go. Now, I think that there's something newish coming out from X-Hex. I should know this, but I don't. I feel like it. Just Google it. All right. Before that, we heard Wild Flag with the song Electric Band from their 2011 release, which is self-titled. And the time is 6:53. So I hope you're all sane or you know, hanging in there. It's obviously Christmas. Well, it's one day past Christmas, so that's Boxing Day. I'm going home soon, which is good. I'm leaving on the 29th. That's right. And I get to go back to the Windsor, Detroit area. I've got some business to take care of. And I get to see some good friends. Speaking of which, I'm going to play a couple tracks from Detroit. So the first one is Count Mac. And my friends turn me on to this guy. He's really rad. So my lovely, like, darling friend, Brittany, she's so awesome. And her buddies, her family and friends, I hung out with a lot this summer. And she's, I can't wait to see her. So anyways, they were the ones that turned me on to Count Mac. Now, Count Mac is coming up right now. he is a Detroit rapper who is white. And that is that. I don't know what to tell you. He's also an artist, so he's not just a rapper, but he does, he's like an illustrator, and he actually illustrated the video for this song, which is called G-String. So we're going to hear this first, and then we're going to go into some M-Gun, which is really awesome, because M-Gun is my friend Manny. So my friend Brittany's husband, who's super rad, he is the man behind M-Gun, which is a techno thing. And I'm not traditionally, I've never been a big techno fan, but what he does, I love. It's amazing. Like, it's very soulful kind of techno. I've seen him mix out, you know, out at the clubs and whatnot. I saw him actually at this speakeasy. That's right. Wow. That was the first time I met Manny. That was like about a year and a half ago. And it was the coolest location. It was this underground. It was a legit speakeasy. Like, you had to have an invite, and you had to, did you even have to say, I think you had to actually say like a secret word. I think you did. And it was like under a parking garage, as I mentioned, in downtown Detroit. And I get in, and it was like so wildly cool and like crazily put together, like this like little like carved out hole. Like, it was pretty tiny, but the carpentry work. So it was like, you know, all kinds of cool woodwork, cool bar. It was like so well put together and really cool design. It was a, when I say it's a speakeasy, it was a weed speakeasy. So I had some liquid THC, I guess. Yeah, that messed me up pretty good. That was the first. That was fun. And I'm just chatting because nobody's out there. Nobody's listening to me. I don't really care. It's all good. So anyways, that is my very long-winded introduction to these two songs. All right, let's get into Count Mac first. And I believe Count Mac and Manny know each other, if I'm not mistaken. So I'll be seeing those guys very soon, and I'm really stoked to head back to the Motor City. And yeah, anyways, here we go. Until I see you all soon, this is Count Mac on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thirsty Boy Entertainment out there getting that money, getting that guap.
Thirsty Boy, what's up, nigga? Getting that money, what?
Young and sexy, I know your girlfriend peeped it. Peeped it. In my DM, now I see her creeping. Creeping. Like a dog, you know the way I treat her. Sell a pound, get your cake up, then throw it down. Get rich as fuck before they take me out. 20 hoes in these buffaloes. If you ain't getting pros, what you laughing for? Play 20 shows, got paid in full. If you ain't getting dough, what you rapping for? Floss it like a D-string on a girl you see stripping. My Cardi's cost a Sebring, got the money, road tripping. My art show got the Riesling, see the rich people sipping. Casting out and leaving, yeah, your girl see me dipping. Floss it like a D-string on a girl you see stripping. My Cardi's cost a Sebring, got the money, road tripping. My art show got the Riesling, see the rich people sipping. Casting out and leaving, yeah, your girl see me dipping.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire, Cheetos, fleece material, and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute. Just visit citr.ca/discorder/contribute. You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
We'll be right back.
All right, you're listening to CITR. That's what you're doing. Maybe you are, maybe you aren't. Okay, is if a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears? I don't know. Okay, so that was the Flintettes. Marissa and Cece, as well as Mike. I know all three of them. Cece's a very good friend of mine. She's a drummer in the Flintettes. She had spent a lot of time in Vancouver, the all-female four-piece power pop band on Mint Records out of Vancouver. Did I say Vancouver? Out of Vancouver. That would be Cece Rose, and she drums on the Flintette song there, Open Your Eyes. Before that, we heard something from M-G-U-N in all caps, and that would be Manny Gonzalez out of Detroit with the song Sil, S-I-L, from his record Axiom. And we heard Count Mac in there before that with the song G-String. And that's a single you can find online. The time is 7:12, and I'm hanging in there. I'm about halfway through my show. I'm here until 8. Now, is McConan coming in tonight? That's the big question. McConan has a show after mine starting at 8, and it's called Mix Cassette. Super rad guy, so stay tuned. We'll see if he's in. I don't know. But let's see if I can get us some Stephen Malkmus. That's what I've got right now coming up. So let's see if this works. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I've logged into my Spotify account online, which I never, ever do. I should do that more often, like when I'm at home. Why don't I do that? I guess because I have my phone around and I'm just like, everything's on your phone, right? But anyways, I've got the, what is that? Something's playing. I don't know if that's I don't know what that is, actually. Okay, so my point is I'm going to play us some Stephen Malkmus, and I have it in my Spotify. So I'm going to play us the song Shiggy, S-H-I-G-G-Y. And let's hope this works. It's like it's magic. I'm so old. I'm like, does it work? Will it play? Will it actually come through the magic of the airwaves? I don't know. All right, so let's try my Spotify online and see what happens here. I'm going to stop talking, and we're going to move into some Stephen Malkmus. This is a new record. It was just released this year, so 2018. It's got 11 songs. It's on Matador, and this is Shiggy. Here we go. That's a song Cast Off. Why is Shiggy not playing? Oh, good Lord. Let's see if... I'm just like going through my dum da dum da dum. Okay, let's go to Shiggy. Okay, that's how I get to it.
Time for to sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hi, I am Neetu Da, and I am the host of Convictions and Contradictions, otherwise known as CEC. And if you look in your car, your phone, your computer, or whatever device you're using to listen to this, you know that I mean that ironically. Listen in every other Thursday at 8 a.m. to the only radio show that's ever been subtitled. Probably.
I'm not afraid to die. the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Sorry, I've not been drinking. It sounds like it, though. Vancouver. I'm a little bit insane in the membrane. These holidays have kind of wiped me out a bit mentally. So I'm feeling a little better. The music a bit. I don't know. Let's see. What did we listen to? Okay, we just heard Patti Smith, of course, the Patti Smith Group from the 1978 record Easter. Because the night. Now that was obviously, well, I don't know if you know, obviously, if you like Bruce Springsteen, you would know that that's actually a Bruce Springsteen song. And interestingly enough, he had been recording it with Jimmy Iovine next door to Patti Smith when she was recording. Okay, you got me there? They're both recording. And Bruce Springsteen cast it off. It was like, he was like, oh, I don't know, it's another love song. And Jimmy was like, oh, hey, you know, why don't I give this to Patti Smith? And I believe she reworked it a bit and she released it because the night, it's an iconic song. It's just 10,000 Maniacs. So many people have recorded it, covered it. Yeah. It's 7:31. Before the Patti Smith Group, we heard Liay. L-I-E. So there's an accent on one of those vowels. We heard the song Country Boys from their record just released this year, Hounds. It's still 2018, right? Today's December 26th. Yeah, I've seen them before and they're really good. All girls. And then in there before that, Snakies with the song Running the Chain from the record Nightlights, which is brand spanking new. Now, Snakies is comprised of Shane Katie Lappy. Katie Lappy is a lovely friend. She was in the band. Now, Shane, of course, too, has been in lots of bands. But Katie Lappy was in the band on Mint Records' Operation Makeout, Caddo. Shane has been in, oh my goodness, Closed Caption Radio, all kinds of bands locally. Now, Katie's originally from the island. She's originally from, like, the Ladysmith area. And in the past sort of 5 years or so, her and Shane, her husband, moved back to the island. So we miss them all. There's other people in the band as well, but those are the two I know very well. Check those guys out. And Stephen Malkmus from Pavement, of course, was in there before that. And I really like that song. It's called Shiggy, S-H-I-G-G-Y. So I'm here for another 28 or so minutes. Let's see. What am I going to screw something up? Let's make sure I'm closing some things here before I screw things up. Okay, right now we're going to be playing or listening to the Divine Fits. And the Divine Fits is a kind of like an all-star band. And it's Dan Beckner from one of my favorite bands, Wolf Parade. Right, Dan Beckner, he's from the island, speaking of the island. Now, Wolf Parade are back together. They went on a hiatus there for a while. But back in like the sort of like 2011, 2012 or so, him and Britt Daniel from the band Spoon got together and there's a new Bomb Turks member on the record here. I'm not sure which one that is. I don't think the guy from Spoon was in the new Bomb Turks. Anyways, just know that they are a sort of indie rock supergroup. We are going to listen to a song off the record, A Thing Called Divine Fits, which was released in 2012. And the song we have here is called Shivers. Yes. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. And I hope you all are keeping your cool, right? I've lost my cool at least two times, probably, over the holidays. Cheerful and stupid. That's how we need to cope. That's it. You just, especially when you're in close quarters with people, you know, like relatives, it's just like, oh. All right. Let's hope the Divine Fits will calm us all here on CITR. And my name is Anita B, by the way, in case you're curious. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. My show happens only every second Wednesday. So today is what, the 26th? Let me look at the calendar and see when I come back. It looks like I'll be back on the 9th. Yeah, I'll be back. So there we go. Here's the Divine Fits. Before, baby.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Don't even lie, I was probably high. Just forgot to call you back, simple as that. Ain't no almanac, so lick my dictionary. I might just call a cab, cause I did canary. Yellow accents on a dog, bitch. I met her back when she kept all our carpet. I'm willing where all this shit is fantasy. I double dare y'all to fuck your plan B. Dads, they mean the mama's mannerisms. That me, don't mean to get vulgar, but it's some holes in it, bitch, like a box of donuts. It cold out in it, bitch, standing on the corner. Condolences to niggas that got erased. I pour out some liquor on a cop's grave. Digital church bells ringing across the street, sure work well. Kids, don't you know all this shit is fantasy? Kids, don't you know all this shit is fantasy? Kids, don't you know all this shit is fantasy? Kids, for real.
The best, don't wanna follow rules. Mom, I think you fucking lied to me. Three stacks said all this shit is fantasy. It's my time, gonna put a little life to it. If life's an obstacle, then I'ma bike through it. I see it like a kitty on a carousel. If I earl while I go around, what the hell? And that went well. So I'm compelled to have visions of getting chicken while my friends get gel. My young nigga motto was fuck it, I'm already grown. And I dream of when I'm 16, I'm out my home. That petty though, cause my mama boyfriend though, it's kinda long like this old head hustle, yo. He cognizant of a nigga ride and die. I see us getting money through my green eyes.
Kids, don't you know all this shit is fantasy? Kids, don't you know all this shit is fantasy? Kids, don't you know all this shit is fantasy?
Kids,
for real.
Say I'm the shit. I'm Chick-fil-A nuggets made on the french fries, the spicy pie pies, and red lobster biscuits. And Girl Scout famines caught my penmanship, but oh shit, look like I'm hungry now again. And I can't do nothing about it because my teeth are all rotted, and my mom and my pop, they just grin. And empathize with me because they were little like babies, but too bad they can't get back, they remember when. Them grown-up stories don't work in the court of the kiddies, the judgment is in. And while y'all doing all y'all biz, y'all are reminiscing kids.
Fuck the kids, the grown-ups won't own up. They stood on the corner, like you once upon a time, and probably felt like a loner. Smelt like a stoner, snuck through Daytona.
So when they question you about who or who you ain't boning, complaining that you always moaning, never saying good morning, storming out my house and slamming doors like you paying bills. They been through it too though, they were kids like you though.
But what if they just knew though, and hit you with the cheat code to a game you just start playing, no extra man?
Leave you reckless on the court with no high percentage shot, just a bunch of you got, little nigga, just give it what you got.
Yeah, it look different on the yacht, but I ain't gonna lie, I miss kayaking. I love the young niggas and they do too, they just be acting
like a bunch of retired tired thespians, a bit too salty.
Shit, they blood pressure high, why they don't play no more probably.
Mm-hmm. Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
He's my diary.
That right there was some Detroit rap. Yeah, that was Payroll Giovanni. And the song we heard was Invisible from his most recent release, 41P. He's an Oak Park boy. That would be Oakland County, just north of Detroit, just on the other side of 8 Mile. And he is, we're going to tell you about this guy. He's part of the, he's a member of Detroit's Doughboys Cash Out group that he joined in high school, which is pretty interesting. There you go. Detroit's got some good music going on right now. So that was Payroll Giovanni, in case you're curious. Before that, we heard a classic. Well, it's only 2 years old, but A Tribe Called Quest. I love the song Kids. It's so good. It's from their record, We Got It From Here. Thank you for your service. And that was released, I remember that, I feel like that one came out in like November, right around the time that Trump was elected. And there's one song on that. I mean, I think a lot of the record actually focuses on the evils that could be Trump. And they did not, when that record was released, or actually at least recorded, they had no clue that Trump would actually make it into office. It's very foreboding. It's a very amazing record. If you've never listened to Thank You for Your Service from Tribe Called Quest, you need to. It's so solid. there's been times it's so freaking good that I'm just like, it's blown my mind on so many levels. That it's actually scared me, you know, if you take a little herbal, helper, it's just deep, deep good. Anyways, before that, we heard The Divine Fits. That's a good song as well. Baby Get Worse was the song from the 2012 record, A Thing Called Divine Fits. Wow, it's 7:51 already. That's crazy. That means I only have 9 more minutes until I am outie, and I'll be back in 2 more weeks. And until that happens, we're going to hear, what do I got here? What do I have? I've got some Granddaddy. Yes, I do. I haven't heard Granddaddy in a long time. So let's listen to Crystal Lake. If I can, I had it here. Now it's, oh, here it is. Yeah. The Crystal Lake. This is from Granddaddy. This is a band out of sort of Central California. I think it's Modesto, if I'm not mistaken. That's where they're from. It's one of those cities, Modesto or Sacramento, somewhere around there. But again, I love these guys. And this record came out a really long time ago. Like, I want to say 99 or so. I have the CD someplace. But they have since released new stuff. So that's cool. Anyways. Let's make sure that I've got everything okay here. I have a tendency to screw things up. Let's kill that. Oh, look at that. I meant to do that, didn't I? All right. Here we go. You're listening to CITR.
Should never have left the crystal lake. and dogs are dead with broken hearts, collapsing by the coffee carts, the crystal lake, it only laughs, it knows you're just a modern man, it's shining like a chandelier, shining somewhere far away from here.
And that's all she wrote, folks. That was Granddaddy from the very end of last century with the song The Crystal Lake from the Software Slump. Before that, we heard Payroll Giovanni out of Detroit with the song Invisible from his new record, 4-1-P, and A Tribe Called Quest before that. So I am out of here. The time is 7:57, and I wish everybody sanity and a happy new year. 2019. I'm not sure how that is actually happening. I never thought I'd live to get this old. Yeah, everybody be peaceful with each other and have a good time. I'll be away. I'll be in the D, and who knows what tomorrow's gonna hold, right? Life is a really strange thing. Yeah, I was a little bummed out on Christmas Day. I was like, ugh. I was just in a really dark, weird place. And we can't forget when we're in those dark, weird places to realize that shit changes. Like, life goes on and things will change. And it's not even that I'm in necessarily a bad place, personally, necessarily. But if you're having a rough time over the holidays, it's not unusual. And the holidays can be really cruel for some people. Like, for example, my marriage fell apart. It was like it was on its very last legs during the holidays. And my ex-husband and I broke up. I'm giving you too much information. But on New Year's Day of 2015, is that right? Yeah, 4 years ago. That's right. January 1st, 2015. So I've been there and I know how dark it can be. But there's always hope. So just like I said, just keep waking up. Keep putting your pants on one leg at a time, and you can do this. Wow, when did I turn into a motivational speaker? I don't know. But I will see you guys in 2 weeks, and happy 2019. Yeah. All right. Love you all.
All right.